It's Saturday morning, time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass. Emerald thumb, but he's wearing a blue shirt and blue jeans, so he's a multicolored man. Good morning, Larry. It's a Saturday.
And leather boots and a sore ankle.
Well, now we got the whole inventory. That's great.
Okay.
Look, good weekend for people to get out and do some things in the garden, make their house, their garden greener.
Great opportunity to get those annuals in.
Oh, yeah.
Annuals, perennials, trees and shrubs. There's going to rain this week.
Yes, it will.
Pretty good chance.
A good chance throughout much of the week for some rainfall.
We'll get that fertilizer out in the grass, too. Yep. Time to wake that Bermuda grass up. I know it's been a little slow this year.
Really?
The nighttime temperatures have been...
They have. They've been a little cooler at nights. Not quite what we typically get.
But typically it doesn't really take off until the nighttime temperature is consistently in the 50s.
Yeah. Well, looks like a 61 for tomorrow night, and I'm not looking too far down the road. Let's see, Tuesday night, 52. So, yeah, at least we are getting into the 50s. So.
Yeah, good. Into the 50s.
Well, anyway, got to start somewhere.
Okay, in the garden now. What do we should be doing in the garden now? Well, watch for mites. As soon as it starts to get hot.
See, mites are hard to see. We see the effect of the mites. Yeah. We really don't see the mites unless
we watch it. We get all these beautiful plants, and then all of these little six-legged eight-legged animals just consume them in vast quantities.
Yes.
So, and also, tent caterpillars might be coming around pretty soon, too.
Okay.
So we just have to be ready for that, and we have several ways that that can be done, so...
I mean, you said watch for mites, and other than either smelling some of the plants that smell badly when they, you can't really detect the mites. They're too small, right?
You have to look down really, really close. You remember that magnifying glass you got in high school?
I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
Go find it. Put your iPhone on that.
I might have to go get a new one because I think that one may have ended up.
I still have mine.
Really?
The thing is so old and it's all dented up and scratched, but I still use it. But anyway, wife uses it too.
Okay.
But anyway, or you put your iPhone on macro mode.
You could do that.
Spy on those little creatures. But anyway, it's kind of time to look at that. It's good to be proactive in controlling insects in your landscape. And now that you have this ground floor opportunity to be proactive with the bugs and things. So anyway, and you don't have to go with this big old plethora of chemicals. You can use some organics too.
Okay.
The neem oil is very effective against mites and so on. And pyrethrins are natural, and they're good for them too.
So there, whether you choose a better gardening through chemistry or whether you choose complementary plantings and using neem oil and things like that, you can find some remedies.
And another thing that works pretty well is Dawn dish soap.
Does a lot of good things.
Actually, we found that I've used that at the nursery. I use it to kill wasps at the nursery. Yeah, put it on a hose and spray them. And they come flying at you, big angry look, and then they just kind of
flop.
Plop. I go, oh my God, what did I do? They can't make it to you.
I can see the cartoon scene now.
Yeah. So anyway, today we're giving away a couple of hanging baskets.
Okay.
So Million Bells is a very popular hanging basket, and I like it because they tend to survive the summer. Million Bells is a type of petunia, and it takes the heat rather well, too.
Good.
We have a few of them in stock, quite a few in stock, and today we're going to give two away to a couple of lucky callers.
Oh, great.
So, anyway, watch out for those little bugs. They're kind of on their way, too.
As long as we're talking about callers, 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And you definitely want to be in on the drawing for that. So, you just call in with your question.
Important thing in getting your flowers, your annual beds and all that, is heavy and deep soil preparation. I know I've got a bed in the back that we can see from inside the den.
Okay.
When the television gets a little boring, we look out the window.
Okay.
I don't have time to look at that thing anyway. But I've been preparing the soil in the back. And, hey, guy. And a good good deep tilling on the soil and a lot of compost. It makes for really good soil.
Okay. So that's important to really good soil.
And you know, a lot of these plants that we have for annuals are actually from tropical regions of the country, mm-hmm. or the world, actually.
Okay.
We don't have much of that in this country, but tropical regions of the world.
Yes.
And they have different soil down there.
Their soil is not the same as what we have here.
No, it isn't.
We have different soil all over the country, too.
All over the world, actually. And a lot of these plants come from all over the world, actually. And they're just not well suited for, you know, stuff that supports hackberries and Johnson grass. So we have to modify the soil, and that's where preparation comes in. You get the tiller out and till it all up and add a lot of organic stuff. You should be, now in planting your annuals, you should be able to reach in the ground and take a handful of soil without an extreme amount of effort. So mm-hmm. if you go into your backyard and say, I'm going to plant some flowers over there.
Boy, I think I'd have to replace the soil for about 6 inches down.
No, golly, it's terrible. Yeah. You see, you just have to be able to take out a handful of soil.
I'm not sure I can go 3 inches without hitting a rock.
Well, 3 inches is just, you can get annuals to survive on 3 inches of soil. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I have one of these little tillers. Yeah. And it was just bouncing all over the place, hitting the rocks.
Wow.
But anyway, get that soil ready. And you might consider a method by which they can be irrigated, too. A simple way to irrigate. The drip systems work really nicely. Mm-hmm. And they're not that hard to engineer. Drip systems are very kind of easy to do.
But you could provide guidance. Someone could mm-hmm. come in the Green
we
Thumb
kinda
and
show you how
say,
to do
I
it.
Need to talk to Larry.
We do have two or three examples of drip systems we use at the nursery.
Okay.
So you can learn from what we've done. Mm-hmm. And see how one's actually put together and so on.
There is a certain amount of engineering required, or at least...
Yeah, not much.
Rudimentary stuff, if common, many people could, you know, get the concept without a whole lot of time and effort, but I'm just saying there is some thought, some planning, some engineering required.
Yeah, some people put too many heads, for instance, on a different circuit. And sometimes you might have to get one of those manifolds with all the valves on mm-hmm. it. You see them, there's four outlets. And instead of running just one pipe, you might need to run four. So you have to consider how much water you're using on your drip system, too, when you're engineering it.
Okay. Why?
At my house, I know I have two drip systems in the front, one on the north side of the house, and three different drip systems in the backyard.
Well, now we're getting into parallel circuits and series circuits and all kinds
exactly.
of...
Exactly. Yeah. And it's all timed electronically, so... I could control it with my telephone.
I'm sure there is an app for that.
There is. You can. So, if they're engineered properly, they'll work really well.
Okay.
But if you put too many heads on a circuit, it runs out of power and mm-hmm. you just kind of go plop.
So it starts with how much water pressure am I starting at the hose head?
How much water pressure do you have? How much water you consume on a nozzle? Typically, they tell you how much water is, then you add up all the numbers together and... Mm-hmm. And you need 50 gallons a minute. You're not going to get that out of the faucet.
No.
So you have to break it up into two circuits, perhaps.
Okay.
So anyway, drip system works very well to water your... It makes it a lot easier.
Well, yeah.
Water your plants. Very efficient and very inexpensive. So that can be done, too.
If you have a timer on it, you can hit the button on the timer. It runs for, I don't care, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever, and shuts itself off.
Yeah, I've got three circuits in the back, and I have two additional circuits that are connected to the faucets. To water the pots mm-hmm. and the hanging baskets are all on a drip system too. So when I come home, I'm tired. I don't want to water plants.
We're going to automate this thing.
I don't want to water my plants.
800-749-5936. Locally, 918-336-1400. Gets you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning, and we're taking your phone calls coming up in just a bit. Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generators for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses, so we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
spring has arrived. And like clockwork, Green Thumb Nursery has their new shipment of trees and shrubs, annuals, perennials, and tropical plants in. And they now have their new shipment of herbs in, too. Head to Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nawata Road, Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, Sunday, noon to 5. And be sure to ask about a custom new landscape design plan. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nawata Road.
She's always been there.
She encouraged me when I didn't even believe in myself.
The cooking, cleaning, laundry, and car rides. I can't begin to list all the things my mom has done for me.
You can recognize your mom and give her a special gift, too, in the My Mom's Priceless Contest.
Simply stop by one of the businesses giving away a prize to register.
May 3rd through Thursday, May 9th, we'll be giving away a daily prize on the radio weekdays at 8 a.m. to 1 Mom.
The daily prize will be two passes to current exhibition and tower tour at Price Tower Arts Center and Mom Knows Best Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Then, on Friday, May 10th, just in time for Mother's Day, we'll draw from the grand prize from all entries. The grand prize winner will receive a bouquet of flowers from Flowerland, a gift basket from Hill Dermatology, gift certificate from Janelle's Flowers and Gifts, dinner for two at Sterling's Grill, $50 Visa gift card from Truity Credit Union, choice of Sterling Silver Mother's Ring from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry, four tickets to the Avett Brothers from BOK Center in Tulsa.
Runner-up prize will also be drawn for a one-night stay at the Inn at Price Tower, a gallery tour, and a tower tour for two, and a $20 copper bar gift certificate.
So stop by each of these businesses and register in the My Mom's Priceless Contest.
I'm Dave Hunziker, and you've got the Bruins, Cardinals, Cowboys, and more on K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.
800-749-5936 and Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning, and we have a phone call that is ready to go. Good morning, caller. You are on with Larry Glass. What can we do for you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I seem to have quite a few winter dead spots in their Bermuda this year.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything I could or should have done?
Yeah, typically spring dead spots, it sounds like what that could be. It's caused by excessive nitrogen late in the season of the year previous. So your last application of nitrogen fertilizer for your Bermuda grass should not exceed August, you know, the very last end of August.
Okay. So it'll just let it fill in.
Yeah, it will fill in eventually. You can accelerate the process by taking up any dead material that's in the ground, turn over the soil a little bit. And if they're big spots, you can plug it back in with some existing Bermuda grass from around, and it'll fill in pretty quickly. By the end of May, it should be filled in if you do close in the gaps.
And how high should we be mowing Bermuda at this time?
That's a matter of a progression. You start right now, you can go down to as little as 3/4 of an inch right now. And then as the season progresses, you want to mow it a little bit higher because of the lack of resources, lack of water. And as time progresses, you want to raise your, I always raise my mower up right now, so I'm setting number two. Number one is just, you're scraping paint off the asphalt. But number two is about 3/4 of an inch. And middle of May, I'll raise it up to an additional notch. And by the time you get through in the heat of summer, my mower's on training wheels, making it really high. So progressively make it higher as the summer progresses.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
And your first name?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. Thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you very much, Chris. Of course, we'll
thank
be giving rewarding come some of those hanging baskets near the end of the program. That's why we're asking names on the program.
Yeah, spring dead spots is unusual if we have it this year because we didn't have any snow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And typically, it's brought on by a fungal growth underneath the snow, but we have had some pretty moist weather.
Yeah, we did.
So it could also be, but the way he's characterizing it, it sounds like a spring dead spot. It could also just be frozen. It got so cold for so long.
It did freeze.
And the ground, ground froze.
Yeah, which typically doesn't happen around here.
And Bermuda grass is not hardy, it's not hardy up in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So did we have a St. Louis or northern winter this year.
We could have.
I would say for a time being.
Well, I think we did for a few days.
I know firsthand we were digging in the ground on a project we had to get done, mm-hmm. and it was frozen. I was out there with an axe cutting trenches for a sprinkler system. Mm-hmm. A trencher wouldn't work in it. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was extraordinary cold. It could be just a matter of hardiness on that part of the Bermuda grass, too. So,
I will remind her. I'm sorry.
But it is characteristic, as he described, of spring dead spot.
Okay. So it will leave it alone and it'll come home, so to speak, but he can accelerate it by.
Right. Yeah, because there's leftovers from the fungus in the ground. You want to try to get that, get it out, mm-hmm. at least rake out the dead grass at least, and then you can. Sprig it in.
So. Okay. Our sister stations, KRIG and KGGF, broadcasting live throughout the day from Bartlett Co-op Group for their customer appreciation days. They've got food and 50-plus vendors and some test equipment, some other things for you to stop by. And so customer appreciation today going on at Bartlett Co-op and sister station 104.9 KRIG and also the Mighty 690 KGGF broadcasting from Bartlett Co-op later on this morning.
Well, sounds like the place to be.
Food, I think, yeah. They feed you and they will come.
All right. Anyway, after you get your plants in, you want to consider maybe some mulch.
Oh, yeah.
It does a lot of things. As you know, it does help control weeds.
Mm-hmm.
It does help conserve moisture.
Okay.
And yeah.
Exactly.
It's good for the soil.
Yeah. Does great things for the soil.
Uh-huh. Also, you want to plant species that will work in the environment. For instance, mm-hmm. you've got some shade, you plant shaded plants, and so that's pretty much common sense.
Okay.
And you can come by the nursery and say, okay, what plants could I plant in the shade for annuals?
Mm-hmm.
And we can kind of point you the right way.
There are quite a few.
There are quite a few, yes.
Yeah. So. Sometimes choosing different color mm-hmm. flower or thing will make the ultimate decision for you.
Yeah, and there's one plant that's fairly versatile. You really can't miss. That's a sun patience.
We talked about that a week or so ago.
Well, and they can take not really the full blasting. I wouldn't plant them in the middle of a parking lot.
No.
But anyway, they can take more sun than regular impatiens.
Yeah, we say the impatiens, we think of it as a shade plant, but now the sun patient can take at least partial sun. And
right. I have a part of my front beds. There's an area that's shaded in the afternoon mm-hmm. by a red maple. And that's where I plant the sun patiens in that part of the bed. And then further on down, you get to the sunnier plants,
mm-hmm.
the periwinkles and the marigolds, things like that. That are pretty. So, anyway, so fertilization is also very important. These annuals are heavy feeders,
mm-hmm.
so I like to use a long-lasting fertilizer. One thing I really like to use is milorganite.
Every time it rains, you get a little bit.
It lasts a long time,
yeah.
and it's easy to use. It's organic. You can't overdo it. You can't burn your plants with it.
That's nice.
So, so you might consider getting a big old bag of milorganite, too.
Okay.
We got somebody who can help carry it to the car. But that's about it. You're on your own when you get home.
after that, you have to get it out of the car by yourself.
Yeah, if you buy enough, we'll bring it to you for nothing.
Find a Boy Scout and they can carry it over.
So anyway, so that's kind of the lowdown on annuals.
Okay.
And also spacing is important. A span.
Uh-huh.
You know what a span is? A span is half a cubit right there.
Okay.
This is a cubit. A span is a half a cubit.
Uh-huh.
And So
roughly
a cubit's a little far for plant your annuals.
Yeah,
but a span is if you stretch out your hand.
Basically, reaching an octave on a piano is pretty.
It's
close.
An octave, okay. Plant them an octave apart.
Yeah,
musicians out there.
Okay,
so cool. And plant your perennials a cubit apart, which is two spans.
Right.
So
you're using the traditional measuring devices that you have with you all the time.
Well, how do you think the Greeks did it? I mean, come on.
Well, I don't know. That's ancient history.
Did they ever find any rulers, you know?
Well, I think
the tape measure? No.
Never found any tape measures, no. Don't think we did.
Anyway, so that's the perennials kind of the same way, but the thing about perennials is they come back every year.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some that actually bloom throughout the summer.
If you can find one, you're in great shape.
Yeah, we got them. The scabiosas do very well. The bloom flowers, they mm-hmm. bloom all summer long.
Yes, they do.
Scabiosas and the bloom flowers. Bloom flowers rarely sell, but they're available in a pink as well as a blue. So, and And the Gallardias bloom for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. We have some right now. We just got some big old flowers for Gallardia. Really
wow.
nice. They look
okay.
almost artificial.
Really?
But they're kind of nice. So, and we do sell a lot of perennials. We're, mm-hmm. we're one of the larger perennial growers in northeast Oklahoma.
Wow.
So, and Gary's just running that van, running the wheels off the van.
Getting them distributed around the rest of the area.
Right. We sell to other nurseries, but we do sell a lot here, too. And I do have some favorite perennials I do like to use in the landscape.
What would you suggest for?
I like a Hookra.
Mm-hmm.
Hookra is a plant, sure. and the breeders have had a lot of fun with this one.
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds of different colored leaves. And they're very showy in the shadier parts of the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very easy to grow. They come up early, and they last longer into the fall. So they're really grown for their leaf color, which
okay.
is rather brilliant, actually.
Yeah. Yeah,
a bright yellow one and purple and a red one, and some all these different colors of leaves
mm-hmm.
in the shade. There's not many perennials that can really generate enough energy to bloom in the shade mm-hmm. like that. And this is a good example of one that gives you some color,
okay.
be it foliar. It does bloom a little bit too.
Yeah.
Some of them. Some of them have more blooms than some of the others. But if you really want some flowers, you always want to plant some maybe impatiens in the shade along with your perennials to give you some color.
That's great.
So there's some options for perennials in the sun and the shade. In the full sun, we've got succulents and sedums and Gallardias. The Echinaceae will be ready soon.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, the hummingbirds are coming. So
yes, they are.
I saw one yesterday at the nursery.
I was over to my next door, actually a neighbor across the street's house earlier this week, and they had a couple of hummingbirds already at their feeder.
Mm-hmm. But it was the end of the day, and we were looking over our stock and deciding what to do for today. And the hummingbird, he was aggressive. He was really going after those flowers.
All right.
So anyway, they're out too.
800-749-5936, locally 918-336-1400. Inviting your phone calls this morning, and callers will be on the list for a hanging basket near the end of the program. So give us a call with your questions, 918-336-1400.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything, from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
Enterprise Sod Store has everything you need to make your lawn and garden spectacular. They have mulch, topsoil, even gravel for driveways, all sold in bulk quantities and at bulk pricing, saving you money. All materials Enterprise sells can be delivered, saving you time. Start your lawn and landscaping projects today. Call the sod expert, Enterprise Sod Store, at 918-333-6888 or stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
At Peters True Value in Dewey, shop and save. Spring is here and time to get your lawns weed-free with pre and extended control weed preventer. Just $13.99 after a $5 instant rebate. Get Roundup 1.1-gallon ready-to-use weed and grass killer only $14.99 after a $4 instant rebate. Or Roundup 1.83-gallon ready-to-use vegetation killer $27.99 after a $4 instant rebate. Hurry while supplies last. Only at Peters True Value in Dewey.
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Locally 918-336-1400, the telephone number for Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning, and inviting your phone calls. Good morning, caller. You are on the air with Larry Glass. What can we do for you this morning? Good morning, caller.
Are you talking to
me? I'm talking to you. Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't have a question, but I have a large azalea bush.
Yes.
And there's about 50 bumblebees on there.
Wow. busy, aren't they?
They're just swarming them.
Huh. That's unusual for them to go after an azalea plant like that.
Well, I guess they're hungry.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that aren't blooming, but
yeah, the clover's not out
all
yet.
Day long.
Yeah, the clover's not out quite yet, and the warm temperature brings them out, so they
go find what they can.
They're hungry.
They're hungry.
Where do they live?
Bees? Oh, bumblebees?
Bumblebees.
Any place they can. I don't know.
Ramona?
No. No, do they live in the ground?
No, they build a nest usually underneath the eave of your house or on a tree someplace.
Bumblebees do?
I think so. I think they're, I don't know, maybe a beekeeper perhaps can call and enlighten us on that, where bumblebees live.
Well, I want, I called out your shop the other day to tell you, but this bush is huge, but all day long, and I can go out there around them, and they don't bother me.
Yeah, the bees will leave you alone if you don't bother them.
If they don't perceive you as a threat.
Yeah, we were working the other day on a project, wasps flying around everywhere, but they didn't bother us, so.
Yeah, well, these bumblebees are just so busy getting the nectar off of the azalea bush. Everybody that comes by says, oh, my gosh. They're just taking care of business, I guess.
You bet.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, Doctor. Can we ask your first name, please?
Well, I don't need anything. I've
okay.
got it all.
Yeah, if you got an azalea like that, you don't need anything.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the call. So I guess I cut off her last word, but thank you for the call. 918-336-1400, 800-749-5936. Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Larry Glass. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I'm wondering when I can use some Bermuda seed. We have some bare areas that there's too much moisture, and now the city's fix that.
Right. Yeah, if too much moisture, you might want to amend the soil, either with some organic or maybe a little bit of coarse sand to help it dry out a little bit. Gypsum also works very well to enhance percolation of the soil.
What was that?
Gypsum.
Oh, gypsum. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it's late enough in the year she can plant seed if she wants to?
It's the earliest time. It's not May yet. It's right close, but it's not May yet.
Right, that's
so we talked earlier about nighttime temperatures, and it needs to be consistently in the 60s for it to really do well.
You mean 60 at night?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're coming up to that real quick. So I would say, venture to say, looking at the forecast, if it doesn't wash down to the river during all the rain, perhaps it'll come up pretty soon.
I'll probably wait till
maybe another week, 10 days maybe.
Yeah, I would wait a little bit longer on that. Yeah,
there's a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your first name, please?
Barbara.
Barbara. Okay, Barbara. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Barbara, and good luck on those seeds.
Bermuda seed takes anywhere from 10 to 15 days to come up. It's a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes up, it's tiny little Bermudas everywhere. And then they look like any other grass, and they start developing stolons, and it'll fill in. So,
okay. So nighttime temperatures consistently in the 60s, you'll have best luck.
Uh-huh. Water it during the heat of the day.
Okay.
So when they do sprout, they don't die back. So when it starts to grow, it develops real quickly. An important thing is not to overseed. It's very easy to put too much seed down, because it's like putting pepper on the ground. They're real small.
Yeah.
Very small little seeds.
That is small. To our sister station, KRIG, and also KGGF, broadcasting later today from Bartlett Co-op's Customer Appreciation Day, going on 10 to 2. And they got a baking and appetizer contest going on, 3 divisions with pies, cookies, and brownies. Stop by, and the judging starts at 10. That's at, again, Bartlett Co-op's Customer Appreciation Today. So check that out. They've got a selection of mowers and a lot of other things going on with some door prizes there at Bartlett Co-op's Customer Appreciation Day. We'll be broadcasting on 104.9 KRIG and the Mighty 690 KGGF. And we'll go ahead and take this break and have more time for your phone calls coming up in just a bit on Green Country Gardener.
Spring has arrived, and like clockwork, Green Thumb Nursery has their new shipment of trees and shrubs, annuals, perennials, and tropical plants in, and they now have their new shipment of herbs in, too. Head to Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nevada Road, Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, Sunday, noon to 5. And be sure to ask about a custom new landscape design plan. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nevada Road.
Say, Myrtle, look out there in the pantry. Ain't that cute?
What's cute?
Your new shelf paper with all that cute little fellers on them. The ants acting like you're going to a picnic carrying all that food.
You darn fool, put your glasses on, because then there are real ants moving about.
Well, I'll be. Look, there's one crawling up my pant leg.
I'm going to call Pratt Pass to Bartlesville right now.
We can't get ants out of your pants, but we sure can get them out of your pantry. Call 918-336-BUGS. That's 918-336-2847 for Pratt Pest of Bartlesville.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I thought it was going to be a piece of cake. I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I was an MP, military police.
My friends thought I could do anything.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I was overwhelmed.
I couldn't sleep.
I just wanted to be by myself.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
I was too proud. And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too.
Right?
I started to open up.
And it made a huge difference.
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Because before I was able to take on my next mission, I had to take on just taking care of myself.
To find
purpose.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Champagne. 800-749-5936, locally 918-336-1400, the telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. And again, lucky callers will be receiving that that hanging basket from Green Thumb Nursery. So
two
of them. All right. So give us a call, and you will get your name on the list, and somebody's going to win those two hanging baskets this morning. It could be you. 918-336-1400, 800-749-5936. What's going on at the nursery this week?
Nursery, everything.
Everything? Okay.
Trees and shrubs, annuals, perennials. We got a lot of things going on. We got some other goodies too for the landscape. So we have a caller.
Yeah, we do have a caller. Good morning, caller. You are on the air with Larry Glass. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Larry. This is Robert. I'm from Independence. On the bumblebees, they nest in the ground in prairie meadows and wherever there's large clumps of grass. They will build a nest in the ground, and they'll have little old pods in there that are filled with honey for the larva to eat when they hatch.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for the information.
I just thought I'd pass that on. I've never seen bumblebees in the eaves of houses or anything like that. I've seen honeybees, but never bumblebees.
My error. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, bumblebees look a lot like woodbees, too, don't they?
Yes.
Would be or not would be, that is the question.
Wood bees are a lot faster than what a bumblebee is.
You're okay. Right. Yeah. Takes a tennis racket to control them, yeah.
Right. You can improve your game that way.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Robert.
Thank you very much for the call, Robert. We appreciate the information. And good morning. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you this morning?
Larry.
Yes.
Do they make or do you have any miniature lilac bushes, ones that don't get quite so tall?
I think we have, if we have any left, some Korean lilacs. And they typically bloom longer than others.
But there are shorter.
They're shorter plants. Yeah. Boy, the lilacs put on a show this year, didn't they?
They did. Uh-huh.
Yes, they did. That's why my wife's been after me to check with you. And I thought, hey.
Yeah,
I
don't know. If you're out and around, you might come by and see, but we might have some. I just don't know at this point.
It's a Korean lilac, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, Korean.
Korean?
Lilac,
yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. The typical purple color, I imagine.
Okay, well, yeah, the Korean is purple and kind of a reddish, a dusty raspberry, if you will, in that color, too. So.
There you go. Okay. All righty. Thank you very much.
And your first name is?
Roger.
Roger. Okay, Roger. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, Roger, on that one. Good luck with your lilac project. Good morning, caller. You're next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you this morning?
Yes, I need to know what to do for a pecan tree. It's an older tree, but the last few years, the insides have been just black.
Oh, of your pecans?
Sure.
On the inside of the nut,
yeah.
Okay. Those are the pecan borers, more than likely. It's an insect that'll bore into it. And right now, tanglefoot's what you want to put on the trunk to stop
them. Tanglefoot?
Mm-hmm. We don't have it, but they might have it. Oh, at Atwood's or somebody like that. It comes in a grease tube, and you pour it on your trunk of the tree, and it traps the insects as they go up to it. Another thing you can do is get some galvanized metal and make a band around the tree so the animals, insects, as they crawl up the tree, can't get a grip on it, and they just fall back, you know, to the ground again. So, controlling those pine nut borers is something you need to do right now.
Okay, there's no spray or anything that we need to do?
They're so ambulatory that the sprays are nominally effective. You just really have to be after them. You can spray the ground. You can do a ground drench with some imidacloprid, and that might work. But typically the best way is physical control, either with a tanglefoot or a metal barrier. Or you can do both. You can do a metal barrier with tanglefoot on it, and that'll pretty much stop them too.
Okay. What about fertilizer?
Another thing is, I'm just getting to that. If it's not an insect problem, perhaps you might have a zinc deficiency in your soil.
Okay. Well, can you just sprinkle that around the bottom?
Well, yeah, in the drip line of the tree, yes. You have to, and it'll take quite a bit because pecans are big trees.
Well, this one's an old tree, so it's large.
Yeah, so you really can't sprinkle it right on the tree itself. You have to go way out away from the tree. And when you're talking applying fertilizer to a tree, you're not talking, you know, 5 pounds. You're talking
50 pounds.
Yeah, a lot of fertilizer. Anyway, the directions on the container will be out there for how much to use. But get something that has some zinc in it, and that should help them out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Right. And your first name, please?
Judy.
Okay, Judy, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for the call, Judy. Good luck with your tree. 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936, the number that gets you on Green Country Gardener. And good morning, caller. You're next up on the air with Larry Glass. What can we do for you this morning?
I'd like to know, I just planted Bermuda sod a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And how often do I water that?
When it dries.
Just when it dries?
That's the best advice I can give. Uh-huh. You might lift up a corner and see what it looks like underneath. But Bermuda sod is pretty easy to establish. And it's a little slow this time of year. It's kind of slow to really start to grow because it's trying to develop a new root system. So it's going to be a little bit slow emerging and starting to grow, but it will. But just give it a little time. We really have not had the consistent heat that Bermuda grass needs to really aggressively begin to grow.
Okay.
So give it a little bit more time, and it should pop out okay. And after when it begins to warm up and when it gets to the point where you really can't pull the sod up, then you can start fertilizing a little bit more aggressively.
Okay.
But at this point, use something like a 10-20-10 or something on it just to give some extra phosphorus.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, and your first name is?
It's John.
John.
Thank you very much, John.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, you're going to have a green lawn by the time the summertime is over. 918-336-1400, 800-749-5936. We'll take your phone call for Larry Glass in just a moment.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overly's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Are you concerned about your health but anxious about undergoing a necessary radiology exam?
many people are. Know what to expect and how to prepare by visiting radiologyinfo.org. You'll find over 235 easy-to-understand descriptions of radiology procedures, exams, and treatments. Ease your concerns and visit radiologyinfo.org today. Produced by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology.
She's always been there.
She encouraged me when I didn't even believe in myself.
The cooking, cleaning, laundry, and car rides. I can't begin to list all the things my mom has done for me.
You can recognize your mom and give her a special gift, too, in the My Mom's Priceless Contest.
Simply stop by one of the businesses giving away a prize to register.
May 3rd through Thursday, May 9th, we'll be giving away a daily prize on the radio weekdays at 8 a.m. to 1 Mom.
The daily prize will be two passes to current exhibition and tower tour at Price Tower Arts Center. And Mom knows best chicken soup of the soul.
Then, on Friday, May 10th, just in time for Mother's Day, we'll draw from the grand prize from all entries. The grand prize winner will receive a one-night stay at the Inn at Price Tower Arts Center, a gallery tour, and a tower tour for two, a $20 Copper Bar gift certificate, a $300 lady shopping spree from Dillard's Washington Park Mall.
Runner-up prize will also be drawn for a one-night stay at the Inn at Price Tower, a gallery tour, and a tower tour for two, and a $20 Copper Bar gift certificate.
So stop by each of these businesses and register in the My Mom's Priceless Contest.
Locally 918-336-1400, the telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning, and still about another 10 or 11 minutes to take your phone calls with Larry Glass and get your garden questions answered. And hanging around the garden hotline here, we've got a good number of calls already, but we still have room for quite a few more.
Tree of the week is a calorie pear.
Calorie pear.
Calorie pear.
I don't think we've talked about that one before.
Or no calorie pear.
I don't know how many. We removed all the calories.
Yeah, we removed all the calories.
Make a pear pie out of it, or what?
C-A-L-L-E-R-Y.
Okay. Yes.
Calorie pear. Now that incorporates a broad spectrum of pears.
Okay.
Typically, we associate calorie pear with Bradford pear.
Mm-hmm.
And that tree's had a bit of a bad name lately. Really for quite some time.
Yeah.
However, they're not all like that.
Well, we'll talk more about that.
Caller.
We have a caller. Good morning. You are on the air with Larry Glass. How can we help you out this morning?
Oh, okay. I have some lilies, and my daughter had a guy to mow our lawn. Well, he didn't know those lilies from weeds, I guess, and he mowed them down.
Oh, no.
And I wonder if I could dig them up, or should I, and put them in something and take care of them, or should I just leave them? Will they go ahead and do something, or come back? Or
yeah.
I just don't know what to do. They're beautiful, and they're probably about 5 years old. I think they've been in the ground.
Okay, lilies, that incorporates kind of a broad, are they daylilies, or?
They're the orange ones.
The orange, they're pretty tough plants, really. There's a good chance they'll survive. However, I would question transplanting them this time of the year.
Do you think she's better off leaving them as they are and just protecting them from the mower?
If they do have to be moved, get as big a clump, a consolidated clump as you can, and move the entire clump that way. Dividing them, though, is something that really needs to be done in the fall.
That sounds good.
Yeah, right now they're really trying to develop their growth, getting ready for the bloom season, which is really soon on the daylilies. So you want to, as much as you can, preserve the clump. I think they'll go ahead and bloom okay this year. They should put on some new leaves fairly quickly. So I think they're going to survive as far as being mowed is concerned. But dividing them is they'll live, but they just won't be very productive this year.
Oh, okay. Well, I sure hated that. And I mean, he's just the sweetest guy. He didn't know. Because I hadn't been able to take care of my little flower garden for some time.
Yeah, it looks like Johnson grass to me, yeah.
So it was mixed in with some, surely there were weeds there.
Uh-huh.
And he just didn't know. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, I'm Ruby.
Ruby, okay, Ruby.
Okay,
thank
Ruby,
you for
well,
coming.
Thank you very much, and let us know in a few weeks how your lilies did.
Okay, I'll let you know. Thank you, Larry.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ruby, I feel for her. As a youngster, I did a similar sort of thing to my mom's morning glories.
And that explains the scar.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, anyway, thanks for calling, Ruby. That's a pretty name, too.
Yeah, good morning. You are next up on the air with Larry Glass. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I planted some tulips a few years ago.
Right.
And they haven't been doing very good. So I'm wondering when would be a good time to dig them up and maybe redo them or move them?
Traditionally, we consider a tulip just a one-year event, really.
Really?
Yeah, there are two varieties of tulips that will survive and actually come back pretty good every year, but they just don't last very long. Those are the Gregeye varieties, and typically they're a little shorter. And the Darwin tulips tend to repeat nicely. So you might look for that next year when you plant your bulbs.
I will plant them in the fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
But as far as moving them and everything, as soon as the leaves begin to wither and turn yellow, it's time to... if you do want to move them, it'll be time for that.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And your first name is?
Jackie.
Jackie. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
You're
Jackie.
Welcome.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
That. Bye-bye. And, and that's odd because, I mean, I think the tulips that were in the front of my folks' house probably are still blooming. You know, but my mom never did anything to them. They just repeated year after year.
Yeah, some of them are will do that, and most of them won't.
Uh-huh.
So, takes a lot of energy to develop those plants, and also we have a lot of predatory insects here.
Yeah,
like grub worms.
Oh, I've heard about those. Yeah,
grubs. Yeah, they tend to eat them up. Other things. So tulips are, I just consider them, 35 cents well spent for the beauty you get in the spring.
There you go.
So anyway, that's cool. Okay, we were talking about Tree of the Week, the Calorie Pear, and that incorporates the Bradford Pear, the Aristocrat Pear, the Capitol Pear, Red Spire Pear, et cetera, Cap, and White House,
okay,
et cetera. There's a lot of different varieties of that one. And I still don't think we should completely discount the Calorie Pear, because especially the Red Spire Pear. The Red Spire Pear has a similar growth habit as the Bradford Pear, but its branching structure is superior to the Bradford Pear.
Hmm.
So that's what you really want to look for in any tree, really, is the branching structure when it grows up. Because we do have some pretty good storms here on occasion.
We're kind of known for our weather.
Yeah, right. And if the branching structure is good enough, I say structure, that means you look at the branching and no less than, say, 45 degrees on the crotch angle.
Okay.
And if it gets a little closer to that, the wood, the bark that grows, it's hard to explain on the air.
It is.
The trunk diameter increases and the branch diameter increases. And if it's a very acute angle, then you get bark-to-bark contact as both of them expand, and it makes for a very weak joint.
Okay.
So the beauty of the Red Spire and some of those other parallels... is that they come out, they're more associated at a perpendicular than, say, a very acute angle. So you get good branching structure on some of those. We have a caller?
We do have a caller, and good morning. You're on the air with Larry Glass. How can we help you out this morning?
I've got a few fruit trees, and they're really putting on a lot of fruit.
Good for you.
I know nothing about pruning.
Pruning? Well, you missed a boat on that.
Prune, or trim them, or whatever.
Yeah, trimming, yeah. You need to do that in February, but...
At this point in time, how can he, if anything...
Well, there's several theories on the pruning, and or practices, I guess, rather than theories.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to look out for is, number one, conflicting or crossing wood. In other words, if you have a branch just touching another and it's rubbing around, then you want to prune that out. That's one thing you want to look for. Another one is what I mentioned about the Calorie Pear, is poor branching structure. If it's a real acute angle, then you might want to trim that, or at least reduce the weight of a particular branch on there. And thirdly, on a fruit tree, you want the interior of it to be pretty much void of any small branches. Think of it, say, as an umbrella, and have a veneer of leaves around the center of the trunk rather than leaves and branches in the middle. You should have major branches in the center without a lot of little bitty branches. And all your fruit-bearing stuff is...
Out along the edges.
Out along the edge, kind of like an umbrella. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So pruning right now is It can be done. It won't kill the tree, but it might bleed a little bit, and that has a tendency to attract insects and things.
Well, if I have a lot of fruit on there, could I just pull some of the fruit off?
Oh, yeah, that'll lighten
it up. It's just loaded with them. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I know my plums are crazy this year. but anyway,
That would send more resources to the remaining fruit.
Exactly. You have bigger fruits that way. And another thing is when you're pruning, a balance on the branch. In other words, it comes out and make sure that there's a good balance left to right, so you don't have torquing of the branch. In other words, okay. It can take the weight pretty well, but the lateral torquing is what causes problems with breakage primarily.
Okay.
And your first name is?
Ken.
Okay, Ken. Well, thank you very much, and hope you have a great fruit crop this year, and check with us in about January, February. Larry does a great primer on pruning, okay?
All righty.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, pruned back my plum trees. I didn't think they were going to do anything. I really cut them up, and golly, I'm just so covered in prunes. Plums.
Yeah.
Let's say prune tree, plum tree.
Well, they sound similar. They don't taste the same.
No, they don't.
Just reminding our listeners that Sister Station 104.9 K-Rig and the Mighty 690 KGGF broadcasting later today from Bartlett Co-op for their Customer Appreciation Day. Join them for lunch. They've got Mama Sandy and the boys doing some cooking. They've got hot dogs and hamburgers and brats and baked beans and a whole lot more.
Okay, here we go with the
okay. And
okay, you got one there.
I got number two. You got that one.
Oh, this one right here. This one here.
Yeah, that's
okay. To take you inside radio on that drawing, he had individual slips of papers with the numbers on them, and
Barbara and Roger.
The air. Yeah,
Barbara and Roger won the million bill basket.
All right. So Barbara and Roger are winners today, and they can pick up their certificates here at the radio station and then trade those certificates in for a real hanging basket at Green Thumb Nursery.
And, come by the nursery, check out our plants and things. We do grow a really nice line of perennials and annuals.
Mm-hmm.
And also, don't forget soil amendments, and fertilizers, and grass seed, and stuff like that.
It's
trees
important.
And shrubs.
It's important this time of year.
Right, and we do have some select perennials that the hummingbirds really like too. So,
okay.
And just ask one of the staff, I want to attract hummingbirds, and we'll lead you the right way.
And some of those things, could you put that some of those in a hanging basket? Would that work?
Yeah, they do like the million bells really well. So.
Okay, so check that out. Stop by the radio station, pick up your certificate, and trade it in for real flowers at Green Thumb Nursery on Nowata Road.
And keep your shovel sharp.
Thank you, Larry. We'll see you next week.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Cunard.
I'm Jim Taylor. Got measles? Hundreds of